Where do you think that things are heading in terms of these patients with EGFR mutations, in terms of trying to figure out why they become resistant and what other kinds of strategies can be used?
So I think that one of the most important papers that has been published in oncology over the last year or so, and perhaps even much longer than that, depending on what kind of developments will come from this work, is from, again, the Massachusetts General Hospital. And what they did was to document the presence of circulating tumor cells, which we always knew that they were present, obviously, but they actually developed a technique that is able to capture quite a few of them and were able to do a molecular testing of those cells and find cells that had mutation of the epidermal growth factor in circulating tumor cells.